London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.
Oh, hi.
Hello, my darling.
I'm in the car with my mom.
Hello, girls.
Hi.
Where are you going?
We're driving home from the Coromandel. Is it meant to be a FaceTime?
Yes. Did no one tell you I was FaceTiming you?
No, but I don't mind.
How are you going, my love, in this crazy time?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah?
It is a weird time.
It is.
A very weird time.
What a time to have a song out called Super Lonely when everyone in the world is at home by themselves.
Exactly. Everyone's feeling a bit lonely at the moment.
It is. Tell me about the song, because a lot of people will just hear the name of it and be like, oh, yeah. Cool. But there's more to it, Dahl.
Yeah. I wrote it like halfway through last year. I went on a trip to LA to make music.
See?
I had just gone through a breakup. I broke up with my boyfriend like 5 days before I left to LA.
Did you cry the really whole flight over?
Oh, my God. It was just... Dude, I think I like popped a blood vessel or something, because I got this little red thing like underneath my eye, and I looked up what they are, and apparently it's from like crying too much.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Because flights are emotional at the best of times, even when you don't just break up with someone.
Exactly. But I mean, it was the first session I did on the trip, and I made it, and I knew that I was extremely capable of writing a sad song at the time, and I wrote my song Blue, which is also in the same EP, the day after, which is like seriously just sad. But I don't know, I kind of wanted to twist it and kind of, I don't know, play around with like being sad, and I don't know, make fun of myself and stuff for being sad, because I had never really kind of felt that kind of like about like breakup or I hate being sad like that, and I hate feeling sorry for myself, but I was totally in that kind of space.
And you have to let yourself. I was there for like a year. Trust me. I was
definitely
the most pathetic person that's ever walked the face of the earth for a good year of my life.
Exactly. Now I kind of am, I don't know, more open to just making sad songs, I feel, because, hey, it's good to be sad and cry.
It totally. So what is the next month looking like for you? Like, do you know what's going to happen now that you can't really do anything?
I'm not going to be doing any of my tour, which is really sad.
That sucks, real bad.
But I mean, I kind of was expecting it, because like literally every show and like gathering is being cancelled.
Yeah.
Fair enough. It's just, I mean, it's a weird kind of time, but I think it's kind of like what I think most creatives and like people in the music industry are going to have to do, is just kind of work with it. And I think that that's going to be like involve a lot of replanning of my year. Because my year was like revolved around me touring like the whole freaking year. But I'm currently like, not right now, I've just been on a little weekend holiday, but I've been making music in the studio. So I think it's going to be probably a lot more of that, to be honest. And just, I don't know, we're kind of definitely replanning. So I don't really know exactly what I'm doing.
It just means that in 6 months we're going to have like so much music to listen to, because so many artists can't tour. They can't do anything but stay home and be creative. So I'm actually kind of like looking forward to what happens. It's like these little corona babies, but in the form of songs.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like, there's going to be, I think it's going to be something positive that comes out of it, because I mean, I don't know, I like being at home and making, like being creative and stuff. I feel like
me too. All right, baby G, well, I'll let you go, get home safe, stay in touch.
All right, you take care,
doll.
Ash London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.